Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and we are still in phase three, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke series. Now that we've built our foundation through daily devotion and strengthened our inner house, it's time to talk about security. Not the kind your bank provides. Not the kind your job promises. Not the kind a relationship pretends to offer. But the kind that can't be repossessed, replaced, or revoked. Because sovereignty, true sovereignty, is the only real security there is. We've been taught that safety comes from systems, insurance, savings accounts, contracts, credentials. But systems crumble. Markets shift. Titles expire. And yet, the woman who knows who she is remains unshaken. This episode is about that woman. The one who no longer measures safety by circumstance, but by her capacity to stand anchored in truth when the ground moves. Because real security is not about what you hold. It's about what holds you. So take a deep breath, pull your energy back home, and say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Let's be honest. For most of us, security was never about peace. It was about protection. Protection from struggle. Protection from scarcity. Protection from being left behind or left alone. We were taught to chase security like the finish line. Get the job, save the money, find the right partner, buy the house. And once you checked those boxes, you were supposed to feel safe. But how many of us did all of that and still couldn't sleep at night? How many of us had the paycheck, the title, the degrees, and still felt like one bad day could make it all crumble? That's because the world taught us to equate security with stability. But sovereignty is about certainty. Not certainty that nothing will ever change, but certainty that whatever changes, you will still be. There was a time in my own life when I thought stability meant control. If I could manage every moving part, the business, the home, the finances, then nothing could fall apart. But that's not security. That's survival with lipstick on. Real sovereignty is not built on control. It's built on capacity. The capacity to adapt, to rebuild, to stand in faith even when you can't see the outcome. There have been seasons where the money was flowing and seasons where I had to dig deep into faith to keep the vision alive. And I realized something. The bank account was never the source. The client list was never the source. The systems was never the source. Source, with a capital S, was the source. And when I stopped outsourcing my safety, when I stopped looking to others to tell me I was secure, I started walking different. Not from arrogance, but from alignment. because sovereignty is not about having it all. It's about knowing you are it all. And that's what I mean when I say I know who I play for. I'm not playing for applause. I'm not playing for perfection. I'm not even playing for peace that can be purchased. I play for source, for alignment, for the divine rhythm that cannot be stolen, shaken, or sold. Here's the sacred rebuke. We've been conditioned to believe that dependence equals love, and that accumulation equals safety. But true security isn't built in dependence. It's born in devotion. It's not what's in your hand. It's what's in your spirit. Because anything you need to control in order to feel safe has already become your master. Sovereignty says, even if the system changes, I remain. Even if the job ends, I rise. Even if the relationship dissolves, I am still whole. That is true security, the kind you can't lose, the kind no one can give you or take away. Let's go to the word for a moment. Psalm 46, 1 through 2 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. That verse has always spoken to me because it doesn't say the mountains won't fall. It says, even if they do, we will not fear. That's sovereignty. That's security. Knowing that when everything around you shifts, the presence within you stays. Matthew 6:26 reminds us, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? The birds don't hoard. They don't panic. They rise every morning in trust, certain that the wind will carry them, certain that provision meets them in flight. And yet here we are, children of divine intelligence, doubting if we'll be supported. True security doesn't come from storing. It comes from knowing. Knowing that what sustains you is not your savings account. It's your source account. And when that account is open, when your vibration is in alignment, abundance, wisdom, and opportunity flow. Proverbs 31 describes the virtuous woman and says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. That laughter isn't arrogance, it's awareness. It's the sound of a woman who knows she's already equipped. A woman who doesn't fear tomorrow because she's mastered today. A woman who knows where her help comes from, and it's not her hustle. Here's the sacred rebuke. We keep asking for signs of security when we are the sign. We keep praying for protection when presence is protection. We keep seeking safety in things that can vanish overnight. But sovereignty says, I am the storm and the shelter. I am the prayer and the answer. I am secured because I am sourced. So when I say I know who I play for, it's not just a statement. It's my spiritual insurance. It's the policy written on the heart, not the paper. It's the covenant between my soul and source. Because everything external can shift, but what's divine in me cannot collapse. Metaphysically, sovereignty is energetic ownership. It's the realization that you are the source of your stability because you are an extension of Source itself. Neville Goddard said, "Your consciousness is the only reality." So when your consciousness is anchored in fear, you build instability. But when your consciousness is anchored in truth, when you know who you play for, the world begins to respond to your certainty. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Nothing stands between man and his highest ideals but doubt and fear." And isn't that what we've been dismantling all along? The belief that something outside of us has more power than the God within us? Security, in metaphysical language, is resonance. It's the vibration of trust that says, "I am sustained by the infinite, not by the immediate." It's the inner signal that cannot be shaken by stock markets, algorithms, or anyone's approval. When you remember that, you stop chasing safety in the temporal. You start embodying safety in the eternal. You stop needing guarantees and start walking in grace. You stop grasping and start generating. Because the sovereign soul doesn't beg for permission. She radiates it. Her energy becomes her insurance policy. Her peace becomes her password. Her alignment becomes her armor. Neville taught that assumption hardens into fact, meaning the moment you assume yourself to be secure, the world begins rearranging itself to prove you right. Florence called this divine order, the invisible law that organizes around belief. So here's the sacred rebuke. Stop worshiping the middleman. Stop giving your power to jobs, titles, trends, and people who promise safety they can't sustain. You are the treasury. You are the temple. You are the system. Every time you remember that, every time you say, "I know who I play for," you reset your field to divine order. You move from the fear frequency to the faith frequency. And in that vibration, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing threatened. Because sovereignty isn't something you earn. It's something you embody. It's remembering that your name was written on the deed of divine inheritance the moment you were born. You don't need permission. You only need presence. Take a deep breath. Soften your shoulders. You are safe in this moment, not because of what surrounds you, but because of what sustains you. Let these questions guide you back to that knowing. Number one, where have I been outsourcing my sense of safety? Who or what have I believed I needed in order to feel secure? A paycheck? A partner? A title? A system? What would it mean to release that dependency and anchor my trust in Source? Number two, what does sovereignty feel like in my body? When I am rooted in my truth, how does my energy shift? How can I practice return to that vibration daily, especially when fear arises? Number three, how do I define security now? Is it still tied to circumstances that can change or to faith that cannot? What beliefs about safety did I inherit that no longer align with my spirit? Number four, when in my life have I proven my own resilience? Recall a time when everything around you shifted, but you still rose. What did that version of you know? And how can you honor her wisdom today? Number five, what habits or thought patterns drain my sovereignty? Do I collapse when things feel uncertain, or do I calibrate? How can I transmute worry into worship, fear into faith, reaction into remembrance? Number 6, where do I still try to control outcomes out of fear of loss? What truth would free me if I trusted that nothing aligned with me could ever leave me? Number 7, what would it look like to live as if I already know who I play for? What boundaries would I hold differently? What conversations, risks, or creations would flow from that certainty? Here's the truth. Everything in this world can change. Money moves. People shift. Titles fade. But sovereignty remains. Because sovereignty isn't built on circumstance. It's built on consciousness. It's the knowing that whatever storms come, you already have shelter inside you. It's the power to remember that the ground beneath you is God. When you live from that knowing, you stop chasing guarantees. You stop clinging to what can leave. You stop begging for protection from the very life you were born to co-create. Sovereignty is the quiet power. It's the soft hum beneath chaos that says, I'm still here. It's the awareness that no external validation can add to your worth, and no loss can subtract from it. This is the new definition of wealth. Not what you hold, but how deeply you are held. Not how much you control, but how much you can trust. Not how safe life looks, but how sourced you feel. So when I say I know who I play for, I'm not declaring perfection. I'm declaring possession. I belong to source. I am played by spirit. And in that relationship, I am untouchable. That's the kind of security that can't be stolen. That's the kind of confidence that can't be shaken. That's the kind of peace that passes understanding. So say it with me, out loud or in your heart. My sovereignty is my security. My faith is my foundation. My source is my supply. And I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in faith, in peace, and in unshakable knowing of who you are. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthyholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.